Amen. We decree and declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. We decree and declare that we are truly the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare that we are truly the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity even over our lives and our families' lives. We decree and declare that angelic visitations take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord take place this day. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us this day. We decree and declare divine connections take place this day. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding take over us right now, this day. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives this day. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being on this day. We decree and declare right relationships take place now on this day. We decree and declare prosperity take place now this day. We decree and declare the turnaround take place now this day. We decree and declare the double portion happen on behalf of your people this day. We decree and declare right direction. Let your word continue to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path this day. We decree and declare the favor of the Lord continue to surround us around travel, keeping us in our coming and in our going this day. We decree and declare escalations and promotion take place over our lives this day. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow take over us now, this day. We decree and declare money making money, creative ideas happening for your people this day. We decree and declare power, love, and a sound mind begin to take us over, Lord, this day. We decree and declare that God loads us daily with benefits and that he is our salvation this day. We decree and declare the manifestation of your word show forth over us now, this day. We decree and declare open doors and opportunities begin to happen for your people this day. We decree and declare the pour out of the blessing that we have not yet room to receive take place this day. We decree and declare that we are the lender and not the borrower this day. We decree and declare that we are the head and not the tail this day. Oh, prophetess, let's open up the prayer line and start speaking in our heavenly language. Eshe kataba.
I'm going to go to the next one. Thank you. Father God, we're just thanking you for another day. We're thanking you for world peace. Father, we thank you for every prophet and family. Father, we're just thanking you for strength and love and guidance and instructions. Father, we thank you for the prayer that's going forth that your ears are hearing. Father, we thank you for our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenar Jordan, and our leading lady pastor prophet is Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for the Jordan family. We thank you for the legacy of all families. Father, we thank you for Mother Jordan. We thank you for Mother Mary Jordan. We thank you for Mother Mary Barry. And Father, we thank you for Bishop Charlie Barry. We thank you for Prophetess Michelle Barry. And Father, we thank you for coming, for us being here in your grace, Father. We thank you for the guidance that you grant us every day. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, Father. We thank you, Father, for we thank you for family. We thank you for love. We thank you for success. We thank you for those that may have just lost their jobs, Father. They know that you are still in the midst and you're opening up a larger, grander door. Father, we're thanking you for keeping a hedge of protection around our children as they begin to go back to school. Father, we thank you for the homelessness, and we thank you for the elderly. We thank you for the grace that you give us as we walk to and fro. Father, we thank you for your angels of protection in this season. Father, we thank you for the Lane family. Give them encouragement in this season. Father, thank you for just giving my grandson, Ray J, the peace to know that you are still in the midst of all that he may be going through. Father, we thank you for the husbands and the wives in the season. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the expansion that you bring your people into in this season, Father. Father, I thank you for just keeping hedge of protection around my twin sister, Olivia Castillo, as she's journeying back north, Father. Father, I just thank you for my sisters, Antonia and Angelina. Father, I thank you for my brothers in the season. Father, cover them like never before. Father, just show up and let them know that you are still in the midst of all their concerns and situations. Father, I just thank you for protecting. I thank you for the protection like never before, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Father God, I thank you for the midnight call. I thank you for your goodness and mercy. I thank you, Lord, for Archbishop and Pastor Jordan and all the leaders. And I thank you for the protection of the hurricane that is on its way. Thank you for protecting the people. Thank you for covering them with the blood of Jesus. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for the elderly. Thank you for putting a hedge of protection over them. Thank you for watching over my father and my mother. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for Prophet Cindy Larson. Thank you for continuing healing for her. Thank you for healing for my bones. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for financial. Thank you for breakthrough. Thank you for favor. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for that cancellation. Thank you, Lord, for breakthrough. Thank you for the prophetic. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for your mercy and goodness. And, Lord, God, I thank you, Lord, for your precious son, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for you are worthy to be praised. And I thank you, Lord, for the children, for washing over them, and the teachers, Lord, that they be able to teach what they're supposed to teach. Thank you for giving them knowledge and wisdom. Thank you for giving them guidance. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, I give you the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to be together again for the starting of a new week, season, Father. We thank you for all the people that are here on this call. Lord, let their weeks get off to a good start and all that is coming, their partners and prophets in the ministry. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to start the year off right with a place of prayer, Father. Lord, to every opportunity, Lord, that has been planted in seasons past, Father, we speak to them now. We speak to those seeds. We speak to the soil. We speak to the root. We speak to the branches, Lord, and we command our fruit to yield fruit. Lord, we thank you for all business opportunities that are going well, Lord, even for those that may not be going so well, Lord. Lord, let there be an increase in sales, an increase in opportunity, an increase in inventory, more courage, more belief in product, more belief for the businesses of the saints. And we thank you for inspiring us to continue to further our business, Lord, further our education, Lord, whether it's self-directed education or education through some type of normal schooling system. Father, Lord, be with us, Lord, as our children school, adults and teenagers to go back to school, Lord, this place of opportunity to learn, Lord, to really grow. But we declare over spoke this morning about new eating habits, Lord. Let our habits, Lord, be a testament to your in our lives. We thank you for the wisdom, Lord, that was granted to us today around that, and always through the teachings of the Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Lord, we just thank you for creating new habits in us, Lord, practicing that 28-day rule, Lord, as we go into continue to work on the habits that we are currently having. Lord, let us be able to abide by the rules. Lord, let us be able to measure. Let us be able to protect and be Lord, all of those challenges and reflection with others, other saints, Lord, that, so that we can find, Lord, what it is that you are really this season, Lord, fetching us to speak out more broadly, more widely.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, about the things that I
Mm-hmm. Prophet Joyce Hartley.
Amen, O God. Thank you, God, for truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, O God. God, we want to thank you, God, for open doors of opportunity, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for our mission, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for letting us be an overcomer, O God. God, we want to thank you, God, for prayer, God. And we want to thank you, God, for healing, God. And thank you, God, for your healing power. We want to thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for your leaders, God, and giving them direction in their lives and the life of your people, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for helping the leaders to accomplish your plan to proclaim your name in all the earth, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for comforting and graciously regarding those who suffer affliction, God. Visit them, God, with your healing power, oh God. The people of the storm in all, God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for the power of attraction, God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. God, we want to thank you, God, for opening our eyes that we may behold the wondrous things in your law, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for your hedge of protection upon your people, their family, their loved ones, oh God, and all that surrounds them, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for putting the enemy under our feet. We want to thank you, oh God, for preparing a table in the for us in the presence of our enemies. And God, thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, O God. Because when you arise, the enemy scatters, O God. In Jesus' mighty and masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophet W.E. Prophetess W.E.
My phone is running out. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for tonight. We thank you, Lord God, that we can raise our voices and praise you today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you would continue to call on us, Lord God, that you would continue to grace us with your presence, Lord God, and entrust in us, Lord God, the vision that you have for each and every one of us. But as we stand firmly, Lord God, covered in the blood of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for the victory that we have over all things, Lord God. We thank you for being overcomers. We thank you for being winners. We thank you for, Lord God, being leaders, Lord God. We thank you that you would cause us to be the innovators, Lord God, in this season. Lord, I pray that whatever is happening in this season, Lord God, that your prophets and the words that come out of our mouths, Lord God, will manifest greatly for those, Lord God, who will believe, Lord God. Stretch our faith, stretch our minds, our bodies, and our souls in this season, Lord God. And Lord God, we commit our leaders into your hands, our shepherds that lead the way. Lord God, strengthen them, pray them, bless them abundantly, Lord God, in this season as they continue to pour out into their people. We thank you for what you're doing in advance, Lord God. In your mighty, precious name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord, for what you're doing in my life and in the lives of your people. And I thank you, God, for this opportunity to pray with the saints, to be in one accord and unity. Oh, God, I thank you for this prayer line. And I thank you for hearing our prayers, God. You said where two or three are gathered together in your name, you are in the midst. And I thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for listening to us, hearing us, and giving us the desires of our hearts. And God, I ask you to look upon all of your people, the prophets, God, the master prophet, and Pastor Prophetess Deborah, and even Prophetess Darlene, who's running the call, and all of the saints, God. And Lord, look upon the people who are listening in, who need a touch from you, oh God. God, grant them the desires of their hearts, strengthen them. And God, look upon your golden seers, Prophetess Delma Simmons, and Prophetess Cleola Williams, Mother Mary Jordan, Mother Mary Berrien, and even Dr. McCarthy, God, and all of your saints, God, remember your people, protect them, guide them, help them, strengthen them, provide for them. And I thank you, God, even for my own family, how you're bringing them in one by one, saving them, God. And I ask you, God, to remember the sick and shut in, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, and anyone else whose names are on the prayer list that I'm not aware of, but you know, God. Also, I ask you, Lord, to look upon this storm that's coming, the storm that is being predicted by these meteorologists, God. This is your earth. You know all about it. God, I ask you to speak to these waters, speak to the winds. They will obey you. Turn them, God. Turn them away from us, God. And we thank you for your mercy, your goodness, your love, your loving kindness, your grace, which is sufficient for us. Thank you, O Father, for healing my body. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your mercy. And I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name, Lord God. I want to thank you for the safe day that happened in New York on today, oh dear God. I want to thank and praise your name for the people that were injured on today on Juvie, Lord God. I just ask that you give them a special blessing, oh dear God. Continue to bless the ones that's going to and fro, oh dear God. Give them traveling mercies on today, oh Father God. Lord God, we thank you for your tender mercy, oh dear God. We thank you for your favor that you continue to bestow upon us, oh dear God. Lord God, we thank you for the blessings that you have put upon marriages, oh dear God, that they will grow stronger and stronger together, oh dear God. We thank and praise your name for the Master Prophet Ebonar Jordan, oh dear God, and Pastor Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, for just giving us this opportunity to take take this prayer line to another level, dear God. We thank and praise your name for the poem members, oh dear God, the ones that are listening in the background as well as the ones that are praying to your throne, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your name for just everything that you have done in our lives, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your name as you continue to cover our children, our legacy that will carry your vision further, Lord God. We thank and we praise your name for the teachers, oh dear God. But Lord God, we thank you for just allowing us to be on one accord, oh dear God, for just being the remnants in the earth, oh dear God, that we will continue to take your sweet-smelling Savior abroad, oh dear God, that we will continue to practice more love in this season, Lord God. We want to thank and praise your name for just covering our leaders, oh dear God, for just guiding their hands and their steps in the way that you will have them go, oh dear God, so that they can turn to do the right thing, oh Father God. We thank you for blessing the fivefold ministry, that we will continue to spread the good news that you have commanded us to do, oh dear God. These many blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' name and for thy sake. Amen and amen.
Glory be to God. Even so, Father, we give you thanks. And we give you praise and worship and adoration. Decree and declare, my God, you are the God of all flesh. And there is nothing, my God, too hard for you to do. We thank you, Father, for trials and testing, Father, that has come with, my God, to give us, my God, a greater testimony, my God, because we are overcomers, Father, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, not consider life even unto death. But we thank you, Father, that we shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord, to your praise, your honor, your glory. We thank you, Father, for your anointing that will rest upon each and every one, upon this land, upon every assembly, every ministry, Father. Let all you expand in the borders of every tent, my God, enlarging the coast round about us, my God, even, Lord, to the globalization of the prophetic with our Bishop Ebenezer Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, Father. That, Lord, they are holding up their hands, my God, and you are strengthening them in every area of their life, my God, to pursue and persevere, my God, and to endure to the very end. Knowing, Father, that he that endures to the very end will have a good salutation of well done. We give you glory and praise, my God, for your anointing, Father, that breaks yoke. The anointing, my God, that heals the brokenhearted. Your anointing, my God, that are resting upon your people even now, my God, and establishing a peace that passes all understanding, that will continue to keep our hearts and minds stayed upon you, Father, away from every situation, not looking to the left, not looking to the right, but looking unto Jesus, the author and the finish of our faith. We thank you, Father, because in you, Lord, we will find peace, because you said your peace you leave with us. Your peace you give unto us, not as the world giveth, give you unto us. And you're saying unto us, let not our heart be troubled. We give you thanks, Father, my God, for a peace that you establish within hearts and minds. And we thank you for the mind of Christ, my God, that is unshakable, even for such a time as this, my God. And Lord, we rebuke the wind, the waves, and the sea in the name of Jesus, by the authority you have given unto us. And we speak to every wind, to the four corners. We say, peace, be still. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and praise, Father, for your peace establishing within hearts, within minds. And Lord, for your blood covering, Lord, over every home, every life. And Lord, your angels on a mighty assignment, Lord, protecting the little children even now. Lord, that you can continue and camp around our homes and around families and around, my God, the little children, that you preserve them, my God, unto yourself. We give you glory and praise because we know, my God, it's not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, my God. You're touching lives, you're restoring, and Lord, you're lifting them up, my God, out of every dunghill and bring them, Lord, in the Canaan land. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this day. We thank you, Father God, because we know that this is the day that you have truly made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you now for what you're doing with all of our leaders. We thank you, Father God, as you continue to touch them and to continue to touch the purpose, Father God, that you have over their life, Father God. Have your will and have your way, Father God, right now, Father God, even over your people and over their lives, Father God. I want to thank you for touching, Father God, each and every one of our pastors, our bishops, our archbishops, Father God. Thank you for touching our ministers, Father God, our reverends, Father God. I want to thank you for touching each and every deacon, deaconess, Father God, even now. I want to lift up, Father God, even your prophet and your prophetesses, Father God, even now, Father God. I want to thank you now, Father God, for all of those individuals that are on this prayer line, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you, Father God, for you doing a new thing, Father God, for each and every one of them. Father God, I want to thank you, Father God. I want to lift up each and every prayer and supplication that's been made unto you, Father God. I want to thank you now, Father God. I want to speak it and declare it done, Father God, in advance, Father God. I want to just give your name all the glory and all the praise, Father God, that it so rightfully deserves, Father God. We want to thank you now for what you've done, Father God. I want to thank you for what you're doing, Father God. I want to thank you for what you're about to do even now for your people, Father God. I want to lift up, Father God, even those, our elders, Father God, our grandparents and our grandmothers and grandfathers, Father God, and our parents, Father God. I want to just thank you for touching, Father God, all of those, Father God, that are elders in our community, Father God. Continue to restore them, Father God. Restore unto them, Father God, their strength, Father God. I want to thank you for keeping their minds, Father God, and just having your will and having your way, Father God, even over their lives, Father God. I want to thank you now for touching each and every victim, Father God, that has been affected by the flood, Father God. For your word declares that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that you raise up a standard against them, Father God. I want to thank you now for raising up a standard, Father God, even now for your people, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for touching those that have stood in the gap, Father God, and extended a hand of help and care, Father God, even for their neighbors, Father God. I want to lift them up, Father God. Continue to keep them and keep their families. I want to ask that you even keep those that have lost, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for your word declares, Father God, that you'll give your people, Father God, the double, Father God. I want to thank you now for the double, Father God, even for anything that was lost, Father God, anything that the palmer worm or the cankerworm has stolen, Father God. I want to thank you for restoring your people even now, Father God. I want to thank you now for favor around jobs and jobs opportunities, Father God. Right now, I want to thank you even for healing your daughter, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. I want to thank you, Father God, for healing, Father God, even any prophetess or prophet, Father God, that may be in the order, that may be dealing with any ailment, Father God, in their bodies, Father God. I want to speak strength and healing, Father God, wholeness and completion now over their lives, Father God. Continue to touch your people, Father God, that are on this line, Father God. I want to thank you even now. Be so careful to give your name all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, Father God, that it so rightfully due. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
And thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And the Lord shall wrought a great victory on our behalf. And we thank you, Father God, that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from sickness, poverty, and spiritual death. And for poverty, he's given us wealth. For sickness, he's given us health. And for death, he's given us eternal life. And we bless you, Father God, for miraculous healing for Prophet Cynthia Dawson, and for Prophetess Bessie Allen, and for Prophetess Regina Turner, and for those, God, who have submitted prayer requests who are in need of healing for themselves or a family member. We stand in the gap and we call forth healing. Shall these bones live? Yes. We decree life to dead situations. We command resurrection to broken and strained relationships. Father God, we decree healing and repair. Father God, we decree restoration for every financial issue, Father God. We command the manifestation of high-paying jobs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. There will be no lack in your house. We thank you, Father God, for wealth and riches are in our house. We thank you for the manifestation of your wealth. We thank you for the manifestation of your provision. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless our elders. We stand against Alzheimer's and dementia. In the name of Jesus, we command renewing of the mind and healing, Lord God, even for the brain, Lord God. We just rebuke every lesion off the brain, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we bless our archbishop and our pastor. We speak strength to them. We speak provision to them. We command the help to come to them, Lord God. An undergirding, Lord God, to relieve, Lord God, and make things easier, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as you begin, continue to launch them forward as they globalize the prophetic. Lord God, send your help. Send your help, we pray, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we bless everyone that's on this call. We decree and declare healing and breakthrough and provision in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. We'll thank everyone for being on the call, and we just need to come forth with our announcements at this time. Prophet Joshua, do you have any announcements?
Yes, and yes. Thank you so much, Prophetess. Yes, I want to invite each and every one of the listeners to come and join us tomorrow for our Talk Tuesday or later on today from noon to 1 on the same conference line with myself, Prophetess Jessica Jordan, my wife, and Prophetess Deanna Kelly. Tomorrow's topic, we're going to be talking about the church community as well as the prophetic community and what it all means. So come and join the conversation tomorrow on Talk Tuesday. That's for the Pop Life Radio Show from 12 noon to 1. Thank you so much, Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. And God bless you, and thank you for standing with us once again. Pastor, I know you're in the background. Did you have any last words?
Prophetess Darlene, also don't want the people of God to forget to come and join us tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. for the Master Prophet's call. That's at 9 a.m. prompt. So come and join us tomorrow morning for our call, and make sure that you bring your book, The Prophetic Prophetic Communication. So it is going to be phenomenal. So come and join us tomorrow, same conference line at 9 a.m. with our Archbishop.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Prophet. And if there be no other announcements, I want to say good night, and let this be the best Monday you've had all year. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, family. Love you to life.
God bless you.
Good night.
God
bless you. Love you to life. Peace.
God bless you. Love you to life. Peace.